Have you always wanted to make bread, but you don't have time for all the kneading and rising and not to mention growing something like a biology experiment to get it started, and frankly, you're frightened? Well, do we have a segment for you and an idea, quick bread. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been experimenting. She joins us in the studio.
Hi, Robin.
Quick bread.
Quick bread. So traditional bread is made with yeast. And
that thing you have to grow like a biology experiment.
Yes, there you go. You know, it's involved. It's a wonderful process, but not necessarily one that most of us have a lot of time for. So these are called quick breads because they do not involve any yeast. The leavening agents in quick breads are baking powder and baking soda, zucchini bread, banana bread, lemon bread, gingerbread, and then I've gone in savory directions with this.
Well, let's launch in right there because this beauty here, and we'll have pictures and recipes at herenow.org, looks to be some sort of cheese and herb bread.
Very good. Exactly what it is. I thought, why can't these breads be savory? You always see them with fruits and vegetables. So what I did was I followed essentially the basic recipe, which I have to say, all these breads are so simple. You often make them in one bowl, sometimes two. You can use a mixer or not. This is a cheese and herb bread. It's very light because it's made with buttermilk. And if you don't have buttermilk, add about a tablespoon of lemon juice to a cup of milk and let it sit for a minute, and that's a substitute. It uses ricotta cheese, Parmesan cheese, and I have fresh parsley in there, fresh chives, rosemary, and thyme. This is a bread that's delicious on its own, but toasted it with a tomato sandwich in the summertime or using it as the base of a grilled cheese sandwich would be incredible.
Oh, my God, you're killing me. Okay, let's go to the – it's a banana bread.
It is a banana bread, and I baked a whole banana into it, so I made the batter.
I just have to inject. I once made banana bread for a guy, and he thought I was trying to kill him because he saw the bananas and
the rotten bananas.
How dark they get.
It's true. This is the time and the place for those blackened, somewhat rotted but not moldy bananas. You want to mash them up. I like to save one good banana and cut it down lengthwise. And after I make the batter, I put a whole half banana onto the batter and bake it, and it's very beautiful.
A fresher one.
Yes, yeah, okay. Not one that's falling apart. Okay. And I also added crystallized ginger and ground nutmeg and some almond flour. So it's not just your ordinary banana bread. It's quite moist, and the ginger gives it a lovely little zip. Okay. And that you can eat on its own. You could put butter on it. It would be delicious for breakfast, tea time, coffee.
Tea time.
You get the ginger in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, I like that a lot.
That is good. All right. But dessert, bread for dessert.
Dessert, imagine that. So this is a double chocolate bread. This recipe is an adaptation of one that appeared in a book I wrote 20 years ago called Leftovers. And this is like a dessert-like bread, but it's not cake. And it uses cocoa powder, and it also uses semi-sweet or bittersweet chocolate. Mm. And it is quite dark. It almost looks like rye bread, but it's the double chocolate. And you sift the cocoa in with the flour and the baking powder and the baking soda. You cream some sugar and eggs and butter. And then I add sour cream to keep it really, really moist and throw in some chopped chocolate. Again, really, really simple, great breads to make, to bring to a party or you're spending the weekend with friends. They make wonderful gifts.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking that they don't really feel like breads. I mean, in some ways, you know, banana bread does feel more cakey, but this, the savory, the cheese, when you said tomato sandwich, with this, how
can't you just imagine it?
Yeah.
I know. And that I agree with you. The cheese and herb bread is the most bread-like.
Right.
But can I tell you for a minute the difference? So we've talked about yeast being what you use for a traditional bread, but these use baking powder and baking soda. And I did a little research because I have always been confused. Which is which? What does it do?
Which one you put in the back of the refrigerator to pick up odors?
Exactly, right? So they're both chemical leaveners, meaning they generate gas when they're being mixed and baked into a batter, and it causes the batter to rise and aerate. But baking soda is another name for sodium bicarbonate. And when sodium bicarbonate or baking soda comes into contact with a liquid and an acid. So many of these recipes use buttermilk or a little bit of yogurt or sour cream. It produces carbon dioxide gas, and the bubbles produce the rise that you're looking for. Now, baking powder is also made of bicarbonate of soda, but it's with a powdered acid. It's often cream of tartar. And when you add baking powder, all it needs is moisture to cause the rise. It doesn't need the acid component. So often you'll see baking powder is called double acting, and it's got a two-part reaction. The first part occurs the minute it's dissolved into your batter, and the second occurs slowly when it's being baked. So these are two things that you want to have on hand all the time, because what it means is that you can put together a quick bread instant, no sitting around for yeast, no science experiments.
It's fabulous. We'll have, again, all the recipes at hereandnow.org. You look like a genius. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now Chef. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.